Market in Fremont, and the Morning Show powers Fremont.
Don Peterson and Associates. This is our town.
7:52, 8 minutes ahead of 8 o'clock. It's time now for The Point of Law. The Point of Law is brought to you by the law firm of Yost, Schaefersman, Lamb, Hillis, Mitchell, Schultz, Hartman, and Wilson. That's the Yost Law Firm, 81 West 5th Street. Call 721-6160 or go to yostlawfirm.com on the World Wide Web.
If your insurance policy has expired because the company failed to send you a renewal notice, are you covered if you suffer a loss? That's the question in the case of the missing auto. I'm Curtis Howard with today's Point of Law.
If you've been injured on the job, in a vehicle accident, or injured in some other difficult situation, Yost Law Firm is your legal firm. Yost Schaefersman, Lamb, Hillis, Mitchell, Schultz, and Hartman are known for their depth of expertise in litigation, aggressiveness in the courtroom, as well as their breadth of abilities in the areas of business legal matters, estate planning, and family law. Nick Lamb, Bob Hillis, Dave Mitchell, Tim Schultz, David Hartman, and Spencer Wilson will help get you through any legal matter. Visit YostLawFirm.com or call 402-721-6160 for professional legal counsel since 1947.
Elaine Mason was born in England, where her father worked for the United States Embassy. When she was 18, family returned to the United States, and Elaine went to college. Soon, she found herself on the dean's list for outstanding achievement. Her father was very proud, and on her 21st birthday, told Elaine to pick out the car of her dreams and sent him the bill. Well, Elaine lost no time picking out a shiny new convertible. She asked the car dealer about her insurance, and he told her that the first year's premium was included in the bill sent to her father. "There's nothing to worry about," he said, "and the insurance company will notify you when it's time to renew." So Elaine returned happily to school with her shiny new convertible, and one day, as graduation grew near, she parked on a downtown street to do some shopping. When she returned an hour later, the car was gone. So Elaine filed a claim with the insurance company, and the company refused to pay, pointing out that her policy had expired a few days before the car was stolen. So Elaine quickly filed a suit against the insurance company. In court, Elaine's attorney said, "Your Honor, my client accepted this insurance policy on the representation that the company would notify her in sufficient time to renew. Had they done so," he said, "she would have renewed and been covered at the time of the loss. The company failed to provide such a notice and therefore misled Elaine." The insurance company's attorney said that the policy clearly states the expiration date. "We feel that Elaine was negligent in relying on the company to notify her of its expiration. Renewal notices," he said, "are purely a courtesy that we provide to our insureds. We are not legally bound to send those notices, and we therefore are not liable for this loss." What did the court decide about the missing convertible? We'll find out in a minute.
If you've been injured on the job, in a vehicle accident, or injured in some other difficult situation, Yost Law Firm is your legal firm. Yost Schaefersman, Lamb, Hillis, Mitchell, Schultz, and Hartman are known for their depth of expertise in litigation, aggressiveness in the courtroom, as well as their breadth of abilities in the areas of business legal matters, estate planning, and family law. Nick Lamb, Bob Hillis, Dave Mitchell, Tim Schultz, David Hartman, and Spencer Wilson will help get you through any legal matter. Visit YostLawFirm.com or call 402-721-6160 for professional legal counsel since 1947.
Is an insurance company liable for your loss if it fails to send you a renewal notice and the policy expires? In this case, yes. A Texas court decided that Elaine was justified in relying on the company's representative when he promised to have her notified before the expiration date. This was part of a mutual agreement that was of benefit to both parties, and having failed in its promised duty to notify Elaine, the company was deemed liable for the loss. It's a Point of Law.
The Point of Law is brought to you by the law firm of Yost, Schaefersman, Lamb, Hillis, Mitchell, Schultz, Hartman, and Wilson. That is the Yost Law Firm, 81 West 5th Street. Call 721-6160 or go to yostlawfirm.com on the World Wide Web. The time is 7:56.
Stories of healing are written every day at Nebraska.